The following episode of Footy Prime the Podcast contains violence, coarse language, talking of shite, full frontal nudity, and adult scenes. Listener discretion is advised. BetMGM, the place for soccer in Canada, presents Footy Prime.
Oh, let's go!
Footy, footy, it's time to get this party started. It's the footy, footy, it's time to get this party started. With Danny, Jimmy, Gregor, Andy, Jim, and JC. All we know and all we talk about is footy, footy. It's time to get this party started tonight.
BetMGM, the place for soccer in Canada, presents Footy Prime. It's Friday. It's match day. Finally, after 8 long years, it's match day. Yes, Canada is going to be hitting the pitch at the Trana Stadium against Bosnia-Herzegovina later today. Amy Walsh with a brand new cap is here. Craig Forrest with an older cap, but a nice cap.
Yeah, it's brand new.
Dan Wong. Is it brand new as well? You both got new caps.
We're kind of twinsies, Forrest.
You are.
Yeah. Kind of. Dan Wong's here. Jeff Cole's here. I'm James Sharman.
Hey, if you love them so much, why don't you play for them back in the day and captain them?
Yeah.
Are they actual caps? Yeah. Like, remember in the old days in UK, if you got a cap, you actually got a cap.
Mm-hmm.
Is that ever the case here in Canada?
No. There was a time we got nothing, and then they started to give us plaques, and then they're like, "Oh my god, we got so many plaques to make." So then they started bundling. Okay, the Gold Cup, one plaque.
With it, like, oh, a little really? Etched in with all your games, yeah.
Exactly.
You better go see the dentist with all that those plaque.
You guys and your stories of poverty on the Canadian national soccer team. I don't know why you played soccer. You chose this sport. Both of you could have gone in other directions. You were both great athletes. You're not like Sharms and I and JC, who probably only could have played one or two sports. If you guys could have played anything. Amy was like the top ranked provincial Quebec middle distance runner, and Craig could have played
barrel jumper.
And barrel jumper.
Yeah.
What was the show?
No money in that.
You don't know. There's probably as much.
les héros du samedi.
Oui. Merci.
Mais oui.
And Craig was a lacrosse, right?
Lacrosse, yeah, judo, lacrosse. Swimmer.
Judo.
judo. A lot of money in judo.
Chop.
Judo chop.
that's like going like this and saying 180.
Were you playing snooker there and calling out a darts call? It's totally what it is, isn't it?
Exactly. I get it. That's funny.
I suspected it was about that, but I didn't get it.
Yeah.
No, I get it. That's really quite
147.
Man, but Canadian soccer, man, so cheap in the past. Are you getting plaques and then bundling the plaques? My God.
Yeah. Can I say just one last thing about the plaques? My mom, before she entered like a very quick decline into dementia and Alzheimer's, just to bring the podcast to a screeching halt, and
of course.
But hoarded. And so like my sisters and I would try to sneak stuff out of the house because she would get quite upset, right? And like some of the stuff that we were dumping were these plaques, because my sister Cindy also played on a women's national team of that era, like late 90s, early 2000s. And there were just like three boxes of these plaques. It was ridiculous. Like, what are we meant to do with them?
I know.
Burn them?
Speaking of cheap, I was actually at West Ham and we had a game in El Salvador and we had a training camp in Los Angeles. So I flew to Toronto. And then to down to Houston, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Houston, Houston, Belize, and El Salvador. We played the game. But on the way home, I went Belize, Houston, Los Angeles, Toronto, London, got off the plane, and West Ham was like, "You got to play tonight. Ludo's injured."
What?
That was my debut for West Ham.
Flight.
Wow. That was my debut against Aston Villa.
Oh, here's a debut.
How were your legs?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
I don't know. I can't remember. It was a blur.
We can look it up, probably.
Severely jet lagged.
We definitely won the game. Yeah, we didn't.
Hey, Craig knows exactly how he did. I bet you. He knows exactly. No. He was amazing.
I really don't. All I remember is a phone call and how that stuck in my head when they're like, I was going, well, you know, I'll be missing the game. I'm going home. I'll, you know, whatever, get a good rest, see you tomorrow or whatever. And they're like, no, you got to come in now. Ludo got injured this morning. He was doing a little session and he's done his calf. I go, what about what's his nuts? Boy Wonder.
Boy Wonder. Who's the boy?
I said,
Wonder?
I'm in no shape to play.
What?
Back in those days, Craig was Wonder Nuts.
He was. And now he's just Wonder Nut.
Yeah.
So that's because Canada soccer was so cheap. They wouldn't give you more direct flights. They just go.
No, they got to finish them off because they're cheaper to finish off all the flights.
Wow. Times change, man. There's very few costs, expenses spared with this team. It's changed a lot. I tell you what, I was down like around the stadium and the media center, and it's amazing when FIFA arrive. FIFA, you know, for all their ills and evils, of which there's plenty, they know how to put an event on. Eh?
Yeah.
It's so organized.
Right?
It really is. What a difference. You know, really we were concerned about, you know, how are you going to fit all this media into that little press conference room at the BMO field? Like, no. Mm-hmm. They're taking Doctor over one of the huge.
I'm saying what? Dr. Infantino really knows how to throw a party.
Well, they've taken over a massive building right beside the stadium, right? And it's all connected to the stadium now, and it's where the media center is with the press room, the press conference room, where the mix zone's going to be. It's just so organized. It's just I give them a lot of credit, man. They throw money at this thing, and you can tell. It's pretty sweet.
It feels big, right? It feels big. Like it feels like
big. It does.
Yeah.
You tweeted about it, Sharms. You said this is proper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Proper. But yeah, was there food?
You know. Okay. So, all right. We have a tangent here.
There is food.
Yeah.
No, there is food. There was amazing sandwiches and also salads and all sorts of stuff, right? But you got to pay for them. All right.
What?
You get a nice sandwich for $23.
What? How proper is that?
FIFA. All the money you bloody have. It is improper. Now, you get free coffee, though. There's free coffee. But a sandwich, $23. Not paying
Holy
that.
Heck.
And listen, the money they're making on this World Cup from the ticket, not to mention the fact that if you watched the games yesterday, guess what we found out about these hydration breaks? They ain't hydration breaks. They're commercial breaks. What a load of crap. Oh, my God. You know, the players' safety, you know, we've got to have these hydration breaks, 3 minutes each. Yeah. Well, let's roll some commercials in during those, shall we? We're playing a sport now with four quarters. That's what we're doing. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And you know how it starts, right? Because remember there was a certain temperature they would then give them a hydration break. And then they were like, let me think. Maybe we just have a hydration break.
Yeah. Lower the threshold on that temperature. Yeah. And good old Watson's nuts can throw in a commercial.
Yeah.
Actually, you can potentially throw in two. You can potentially throw in two. One, the first minute, and then the middle minute could be a highlight. And then you go last minute, and it could show in there too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Apparently in UK TV, they didn't do that. They stayed live.
Yeah. It's their choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's BBC. I mean, they're getting money from everybody that watches BBC, right? Like you pay a fee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
ITV is showing games too, right? It's ITV and BBC, I think. So BBC wouldn't have commercials anyway.
Yeah. They get billions of dollars of public money, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they would be looking like they're gouging the public who have already paid for their service.
Yeah.
I think that's
give it time, Craig. They're going to find a way. Get more money out of them, out of the punter, for sure.
If you lowered the fees for the people and then you said, okay, we're going to squeeze it. Okay, maybe we'll.
Well, well, how do we feel when like Prime and these networks, you pay the subscription fee and suddenly the first tier you're paying, you're still getting commercials. You've got to pay an extra tier to go commercial free. They're always going to get you.
Yeah. Capitalism. Yeah,
I hate and love Prime all at the same time because I needed to order something like a packet of microphones, you know, those baby mics that we use.
A non-green light?
Yeah, they showed up in like 4 hours. It said Prime, Prime Special, free. And I'm like, oh my God.
It's pretty great.
Is there a box for Footy Prime?
That ain't free. Actually, it is free. Crying out loud.
I'm waiting for Amazon to come and like sue us for using Prime, but then buy us out.
Right.
You could have the Footy Prime shipping where someone on foot is running. Yeah. Back into your house. This message is brought to you by Tim Hortons at participating restaurants in Canada for a limited time.
Introducing Tim's Taste of the Globe, a limited time squad of globally inspired Timbits and iced cap flavors.
And trust us, this lineup came to play.
We're talking a Brazilian lime cheesecake Timbit,
a French chocolate creme brulee Timbit,
an Italian cappuccino Timbit,
and a Canadian fireworks Timbit,
plus a Mexican caramel churro ice cap that absolutely deserves a chant.
It's game on at Tim's with the new Timbits and ice cap flavors from around the globe.
Try them all today.
I will.
I know you will. Now back to the show.
So what's our number to be bought? What is it?
Yeah.
$17, $18.
Yeah.
The cost of a press room sandwich.
A vegan
sold
pizza. $24.
$23.
No, listen, people might not be aware, but we now have a Patreon is up and running.
Yeah.
And you may want to check it out because there's some pretty good content on there. And yeah, you can pay, if you choose to, $3 a month. I mean, come on. You can do
it's
that.
It's a cup of coffee or a half a cup if you're a Starbucks.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or a bite of a sandwich.
Yeah, right.
Not even that. Not for $23 sandwich.
Anyway, listen. Let's get some football.
Give up the sandwich and how many months you got there? You got what?
You have to share it with JMO.
JMO's not paying for even half that. There's no chance.
Not a chance. Okay.
That not a cheap bugger. No chance. Okay, so football. Speaking of the press room and press conferences, I was at the Jesse Marsh press conference yesterday. JC, let's roll. Speaking of money.
Roll what?
Not roll. It's your.
Oh, well, you know what? It's speaking of Canada, let's talk the new segment on Footy Prime, which is World Cup Watch Canada, brought to you by our friends at Tim Hortons. It's game time with Tim's.
So the squad is finally set.
Oh, it's game on.
Up with Tim's.
It's game on with Tim's. Yeah, I was reading that.
Sorry, my bad.
We can stop speculating about this bloody squad.
Okay. Can we?
Now we know. Now we know, right? They won't change the squad now. They can't change the squad now. And it's pretty much how we thought it would be, right? Obviously, Marcelo Flores isn't there, but after all the speculation about Alfonso Davies, Moyes Bembido, Alfie Jones, Richie Larea, Promise David, they all made it. They all made the squad. Thankfully, they all made it. And Jesse Marsh yesterday was in fine form. I mean, Jesse's been a little bit, not quite himself the last week or so. I think there's been quite a tense, obviously concerns about injuries. I think the Flores saga really took it out of this team as well a little bit. But he was back to his best at this press conference. Vintage Jesse Marsh, man, he was loving it, really enjoying it. He was, you know, we talked to yesterday about the XC, this new AI stat about cliches, great performances at World Cups. Like whatever the XC, the greatest value is, say it's one, like goals, he's up there for this performance. Mm. World-class Jesse Marsh performance. As we bring in our good friend, Asa Rahman. Asa Rahman, hey. Where are you? Wow, Asa Rahman, on this Friday.
He's only outside because they got a sunny day.
That's just it. This is the one. This is the sunny day.
This is the one.
In training. Kids training. So, yeah, multitasking.
Back to the
football
grassroots. Love it. All right, Asa, I'm not sure if you saw the press conference on Jesse Marsh, but we now know that Moyes Bembido is looking good. He's apparently, if necessary, he is available for today's game.
Yeah,
let's
I heard
start
that.
With
I think that
Moyes Bembido. Yeah, there's no chance he's coming.
Right, that was the big thing, the big talking point. from this one. And yeah, I don't expect him to feature, but pretty encouraging to, you know, to have Moise available at some point in this tournament. I think you guys have talked about this as well over the past few weeks, that he's the X factor, a difference maker, you know, as far as like giving them something different or allowing them to do what they want to do. As far as the high press goes and everything else, I think that he's so valuable to this team. Yeah, so the fact that, yeah, you know, he could be an option maybe in this game against Bosnia is a good thing. But then, yeah, looking ahead, saying that he could potentially start against Qatar, I think is huge as well. So we'll see how he looks. It's crazy, though, just the ups and downs of this, the reporting of this as well, because there's like, I think it was 12 or 24 hours before, it sounded like he was out, like seeing him, you know, on the pitch, kind of moving about, not as fluid as you would have liked, and then here he is in the roster, in the 26-man roster. So yeah, hopefully he's good to go and continuing to recover here.
I mean, the erroneous reporting, right? Which, you know, happens in sport, right? It's tough business. But this, I trust these sources of these reporters, right? They report and they generally bang on. Someone's saying something that's wrong to them. Someone they trust and over again within a week.
Yeah, because I don't care. Like you said, like trusted reporters. I feel like, you know, they would know their sources, trust their sources, and be confident about what they're reporting. So that's the weird part about it all, because it's gone like back and forth to where he was out, not a part of it, a part of it. Doesn't look like he's going to make the group, and then he is. I do think that, like, and I think, Dubs, you mentioned this in one of the shows as well, that, like, Ralph Priso's health had a lot to do with it as well. I think if you had a fully fit Ralph Priso, I wonder if the decision might have been a bit different here. But the fact that he picks up that hamstring, still haven't heard if it's, like, the same hamstring. I would guess it would be, you know, it's one of these, he's coming off a hamstring. He's moving again. He looks good in limited minutes, but then who knows, at some point you feel it go again. And that's enough to, put you out of the tournament. I think that played into the Bombito decision a bit as well.
I think you put too much pressure on Ralph Priso.
That was on me. Yeah.
It's on you, Ace and Ramon.
You know what? I think if I was thinking about the fact that, you know, he put himself out there. He played for the Vancouver Whitecaps. He played in the friendly for Canada as well. But I think that he was in a position where he kind of needed to. He wasn't in this Ali Ahmed or Jacob Schaffelberg situation where you're on the 26 and you can rest, take as much time as you need. I think that he's a player that kind of had to show a little bit more. If he doesn't come back when he did, then he's not in the group anyway, right? Like, I think he kind of had to work his way in the way Jaden Nelson kind of showed up and showed what he can do and then earned his spot here in the absence of Marcelo Flores.
Do you think, Asa, that in his efforts and him endeavoring to get back what he's shown to Jesse Marsh, how he's now valued by him, that he's almost future-proofed himself for this program?
I think he's done a lot for himself. To be a regular, I guess, call-up or a player that would be, you know, relied upon or at least invited into these camps. And I think that goes a long way. The other player that, is mentioning as well is Jeevan Badwell, with everything he's done with the Vancouver Whitecaps. And I think you need to be a part of the mix, right? You need to be in there. You need to be in that group. You need to build that chemistry and that trust. And I think Ralph Priso has done that. He's shown that he belongs with this group. He's built that chemistry as well. And I think that he will be, part of the camps going forward and the competitions. I think that he's done a lot to kind of put himself in the mix there, which is great for him. Yeah.
When he gets on, you're going to have pom-poms? You're going to be like...
When he gets in there? Me and Brennan both. It's me and Jimmy as well. You guys never have us on together, but yeah, we both have the pom-poms.
Yeah, that's because Jimmy's never on.
Yeah, man, you might have tipped the scale.
And you're welcome sorry, Sharms, all of our footy primers, whenever we have Asa on, it's become a drinking game. Whenever he mentions Priso, drink. Whenever he mentions Jeevan Badwell, drink. So anyone who has to get loose, who's feeling nervy about tomorrow, Canada's first game in a World Cup, you're welcome.
I haven't seen that bingo sheet, but I'm sure that they're on there. Yeah.
Well, that's why we were so happy that Jaden Nelson left this year, because we were getting too drunk too quickly.
He was on there as well. It's just way too much.
But, you know, you mentioned about Prizo's future, and obviously he's got a big, big part to play in the future of this squad. But look at the back four of this team, or the centre-backs available, right? You've got the elder statesmen are Alfie Jones, 28, Derek Cornelius, 28 in their prime. You got Luke Devershaw, who's 20. Moyes is what, 23, 24? The depth is so strong. It's so strong. And it's young.
Yeah.
Obviously Ralph can't get in there, but I'm saying it's going to be a battle for all those guys to retain their spots.
Yeah, you're right. It will be, right? And then you don't know the situation going forward as far as everyone's health and form and everything. Like, this is a good place to be. We want to have this sort of depth. And you guys talked about this in the last show as well, just the depth and the quality of the group and what it says about this team. And I think that, we're seeing more and more of these players and younger players as well. I think that'll see what's needed to be a part of this group. And then we don't know who the Ralph Presto waiting in the wings is, right? In 4 years, who's the kid that's like 17
probably
or 18
in Vancouver
right
now somewhere.
Probably, yeah. They're on this pitch right here. I think that's I think it's a good thing, right? The fact that we have all these kids and all this competition for these spots.
Just so everyone knows, Asa has agreed to become Footy Prime's West Coast correspondent while we're doing our Sirius XM for the next 6 weeks.
You get a plaque.
You get a plaque. Yay. You don't know the story. There's no context. It's an old plaque. It's a plaque that's been thrown out and then recovered. So just so you know. But we need to ask
Incisor.
we need to tell you that James Sharman's heading your way on tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
But what's the vibe in? We see what's going on in Toronto. There's concerts, the fan fest. What's the vibe in Vancouver?
Yeah, it's picking up. It picked up a lot, and kind of anticipated, but didn't really know what it would look like. But the first game, the Mexico match, the FIFA Fan Fest was packed. It was a great crowd. And then I went there just before coming here, just walked through. It's in the neighborhood. So I went with my wife just for a stroll through the Fan Fest. And, it's great. Like, good atmosphere, good vibes. And I think that we're seeing more and more jerseys of all kinds, people getting into it, and a lot of tourists coming in as well and soaking up the vibes. And can't wait for the Canada match on Friday and then the first game that we're hosting here on Saturday as well, Australia and Turkey. And should be a fun time. I feel like things are just going to keep ramping up, and so different from the Olympics as well, where it was a couple weeks. This is a month, right? Like, I think that we're going to have, it's going to be a long party. So really looking forward to this.
Jesse Marsh was also at the press conference when someone said that there's a lot of reports about this game being packed full of Bosnian fans, Dubs.
Mm.
Right? And he goes, it's going to be all red. He said emphatically, it's going to be all red. A red wave, a red wall, he said. He knows. Jesse would know, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, I would think so. I'm heartened by that news. I like that news.
Yeah, because we're worried about it, right? But I also trust Shireen Ahmed's reporting.
That
she's
was a
real
like 30,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just to protect my friend Shireen, doesn't mean that her reporting's wrong. It could very well mean that there's still 30,000 Bosnians descending upon Toronto, but they could be part of the fan fest and not necessarily inside the stadium.
Right. Yeah, hopefully. If you notice a lot of Bosnian accents, a lot of Bosnian being spoken. Is Bosnia a language? What do they speak? Bosnian is like, is it? What
God,
is it?
We should know that.
What do you call it? We should. Bosnian, would it be the same?
You know what, though? If there's 5,000, let's say that if there's 5,000 Bosnians in there,
Bosnian,
they will out-sing the rest of the Canadian fans. Guaranteed. Mm.
Yeah. But it was funny. I was talking to Craig about this before the podcast / recording started. The math adds up only. Bosnia beat Italy in March. They only knew they were coming to play in Toronto in March. So all of a sudden, You go, that's when the tickets were already 80% sold. Let's say there were 8 to 10,000 more still available.
Right.
The Bosnians wouldn't, the Bosnia-Herzegovinians would not have had an opportunity to buy those tickets. They would not have been allocated to them at that point. So even if there's 30,000 coming, 20,000 coming, 15 might get tickets. 30 was already sold. There were 45, you know, there's 45,000 people who can fit at Toronto Stadium. Yeah. So the math doesn't math for 30,000 Bosnians, right?
In attendance at the stadium.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm still fascinated by it. I'm just fascinated by what it looks like tomorrow. Sorry, tomorrow. Jeez, what am I doing? In an hour from now or 2 hours from now.
At the end of the show. At the end of the show.
It's very complicated. Should I host this?
I've done a few of these. I try to say the date because I don't know when the stuff's airing. It's just like on Monday, on Friday.
It's airing right now. What are we talking about?
Yeah, it's live. What are you talking about, Isa?
Yeah, that's right.
But I am fascinated by what it's going to be like. But there's definitely a buzz. So you're noticing there's a buzz in Vancouver. So is there a big Qatari population in Vancouver?
No, I think as far as like the games that we have here in Vancouver, and unfortunately, we didn't get some of the matchups that you would have hoped with, big like Irish population.
You got screwed over. Let's be honest.
Thank you. The Australians. I think that's one we're looking forward to.
Aussies will be good. Yeah.
Yeah. But and we're already seeing a few of those coming down from Whistler. So that's always.
Yeah, they're already there. There's so many Aussies who are in the West Coast already.
Yeah, it's true.
We might get some actually on the show. I spoke to a FIFA guy today who was asking about our plans and that. And he was saying that in Vancouver, the Aussie and the New Zealand contingent are really open to access, unlike pretty much every other team at the World Cup, I think. So I can't promise anything, but we're going to maybe, who knows? Is Tim Cahill still playing for Australia? I don't think he is. Cahill.
Still smashing corner flags.
yeah, exactly. Great celebration. Yeah, Dzeko is still playing. Not very much though, right? He's barely played in the warm-ups. And didn't get back to full training until I think yesterday actually.
Mm-hmm. He's 40, man. You can't get around it.
Yeah. Yeah. 40, just call me for game time. I'll be there at kickoff. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give you what I got.
So what are you let's go around the table. What are you most optimistic about with Canada? Like, what is it, position on the pitch? Is it health? Is it, what are you most optimistic about regarding this Canadian team as we get set for this match? Let's start with you, Craig.
I'm optimistic that they're going to start to find the back of the net. I think they need to score, and if they score earlier, I think it'll settle them right in, because I think it's in the back of their heads too. It has to be.
And who's going to be the person scoring those goals?
That's a good question. We might have to get secondary scoring, like Tejon. Yeah. Or something. Although he hasn't really picked up much in the last, 10 games or so?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it would start. Yeah, it would start with JD, right? If John David pots one early, I mean, I just look back at yesterday's match against Mexico. Mexico versus South Africa, and them getting that early goal just set the tone for the fans, for everybody. And just a shout out to BetMGM and to Amy Walsh and I, who both said 2-0 Mexico. So soothsayers, we are the ones, just so you know.
Seers,
yes. So, but if John David scores early, I think that sets a tone for Canada to go, hey, we're here playing in front of our 38,000 fans and 15,000 Bosnians, and they can run from it, and they can keep going and play that kind of football that we love to see them play, aggressive while still being, you know, set on the back line. And I think it'll settle them down. Yeah. You know, it'll get them in a place where, because an early goal against us, we're scrambling. that is not going to be a good look. And sorry.
Yeah. And I think we have to, you know, as a team, they got to make sure that they don't lose this game, because a draw is not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. A loss is going to put them under a lot of pressure. But, you know, if they lose by a goal, let's say if you lose your two games by a goal and you beat Qatar 3 points, that'll be enough to get you through. But you don't want to be doing that. Like, you don't want to be thinking of that. They got to get something against Bosnia. They have to make sure that they don't lose.
Because third place also gets you a match against a group winner in that next round. Right. But that early goal, Dubs, it is so important, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And like Wonga mentioned it, you know, we saw it earlier today, yesterday. But it calms the team down. And for a team like Canada, then these goals, it's even more important. But if they get an early goal, who needs to score that early goal, ideally? Is it John David or is it Kyle Larin? Because it's one of those two players.
It could be. Wouldn't it be great that with a guy who got five shots on frame in Montreal versus Ireland and Liam Miller, that all of that effort goes rewarded and he's the one that opens the scoring? But I'm going to turn the tables on you, and I don't think that security and that control comes by way of the goal. I think it comes by way of clean sheet mentality. I think this team defending well, I think gives them that confidence and that self-belief, and they can soak up all that support from what hopefully is a redout, and then the goal comes. I think it's, you know, stopping Dzeko or whoever it is, big bodies on set pieces and controlling them on the break, being tight defensively, not giving them space in behind, just looking a little bit more confident defensively, especially in that defensive transition where they've looked vulnerable in the last couple of friendlies. And then they just seem to grow and surge into the game. And then they get the goal.
I can see Bosnia putting balls up to Dzeko and on Lefouche.
What are you laughing at?
And he's going to eat the back of his head.
Yeah, I was going to say, to Fischerol and Dzeko, I mean, Dzeko could be his dad.
Yeah.
Yes, he could be his dad. Yeah, he won titles before he was born.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? So that battle will be fascinating. And at the same time, Luke Fischerol has an opportunity to win that position for the long haul as well. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, who's to say that?
He's going to be tested.
Bobita comes back at some point and Cornelius makes way for him, and he got lefts and rights, but you know, Derek is a bit rusty himself. But back to the goal scoring, I mean, it has to be, though. I mean, Asa, Kyle Larin scores. When he scores in bunches, right? And he said even yesterday at the press conference, not press conference session, the day before it was at training, he was saying, Jesus, so difficult. He was
this
especially
when I'm trying.
Yeah, this is it.
But Kyle was saying, though, how it's, you know, he's getting in the spaces to score goals right now, and he is. He could have scored a couple of goals against Ireland. And when that begins to happen for him is when they begin to go in. So he's feeling that there's goals on the way here.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's getting in the right areas. He's, you know, he's a good finisher. I'm actually looking forward to seeing Tejan maybe get that first one and get things going as well, because he's a scorer as well. I think his service has been really good, and he's embraced that role with Canada. But he's also a scorer, and he scored some stunning goals this year with Villarreal. So, I'm kind of putting my money on Tejan to get that opening goal, that first goal for Canada. Are we doing that, or are we doing the betting odds for first?
Well, we're doing it now.
Yeah, what? Yeah, we are. MGM loves this when it happens organically.
Let
me force him up, but keep talking.
I do think that, the start is important, as cliche as it is, but with the crowd as well, you want to get that goal, and then you want to get them behind you and believing as well. And I think, whoever gets that first one for Canada, I think it'll kind of get them going to get the second and third at home and really get the crowd behind them. So looking forward to hopefully a strong start for Canada later today.
I have to think too, Asa, you know, after that Mexico game yesterday, that discipline needs to be talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who's favored on Canada to get sent off? Who do you think? Like, what would you think?
That's a good one.
Right?
Oh, it's got to be Richie. I saw the
It's got to be Richie.
Yeah, I saw the TSN.
I'll tell you right now, I've got it right here.
Oh,
favorite to get a red card tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Today?
30 minutes? 15 minutes?
Today. Yeah. Derek Cornelius.
Oh.
Plus well, 190. Really? Second favorite is Nathan Saliba.
What?
This makes no sense, does it?
No. Are you using AI again? Yeah,
they got Joe Waterman in there as well.
Jeez.
What is happening?
No.
Yeah.
But no Sharms, there was a TSN profile with Richie and his wife, and his wife basically said, yeah, he's a dick on the field. And I thought that was brilliant. And a few moments ago, I was laughing because Dubs was talking, and she goes, why are you laughing? There's no arguing with you. You were so right when you said that about defensively. And I was like, how can I... Like, who am I to argue with Amy Walsh? I am a puppet here sometimes. I'm filling a void. I literally, and then she called me out, going, what are you laughing at? And it was, I was laughing at how I can be dismissed. My opinion can be broken down in about 30 seconds. And she did it. And I know, but it was how wonderful you were and how great you are.
Oh, geez. Thanks, Ron. Yeah. But me saying that was maybe what you said got me to that point, and I wasn't saying that to be like, yeah, Wonger, got you, like, shut you down. It was just, it brought us to that place organically, and that's what's good about the pod.
Okay, great. Thank you.
John David is at plus 375 to score the first goal, by the way.
Interesting. Mm.
Plus 375, John David to score the first goal. Carl Aaron okay. plus 525.
Not the worst. Right,
that's fun.
When Asa was talking about getting Tajon going in the way of, you know, goal contributions and that offensive output, I thought about last summer, and Forrest, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was that Canadian Shield tournament, maybe against the Ukraine, when Tajon megs a player right on the touchline and then drives to the byline and then crosses it in to John David.
Yeah, I believe it
Wouldn't you love to see a goal like that versus Bosnia?
Beautiful goal. Yeah. Memorable goal.
Yeah, exactly. The place will be on fire.
So we're all in agreement that it's going to be a 0-0 then.
Yeah. Well, that would be the worst.
I wouldn't hate it. No. I think it's going to be a draw. I want to win, but I think they're going to get something from it, and I think they're going to share the points.
So I don't wager on matches that I'm too emotionally attached to. So I will not wager on the Canada-Bosnian game because there's no win. Like, unless I say, oh, they're going to win, then, and it's a toss-up. There's no point. I will wager on Mexico-South Africa. I will wager on outside matches, but anything to do with Canada, I will not wager. Unless maybe Qatar, I'll say 3-0 Canada, but that's in a bit.
You're Jerry Seinfeld. I choose not to run. For whatever he says.
Sharms is having a hard time tonight.
No, I'm just thinking, like, does anyone here have the balls to bet against Canada at some point?
No. In this oh, God, no.
Just to cover yourself? You know, you want to see them win.
What are you talking about?
Sacrilege.
I'm not doing it. I'm just asking one of you, perhaps JC is. Can tell.
Well, how does your brain work?
Here's the deal. It's not, you can't say balls. You can say ball, or you can say no balls because that includes everybody. Just saying. I'm not going to bet. I'm just saying if we're going to talk about balls, ball or no balls as well. Please. Thank you. Bye.
Yes. No idea what you're talking about.
Well,
the vagines. Yeah. Does anybody have the
anybody get the vag for this?
Yeah.
The labias.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
Sorry.
37:41, just so you know.
Those are all proper words.
I'm not sure, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. But short two forms, I'm not sure they count.
2:37 on a Friday on SiriusXM, of course it is.
Perfect. Nice one, Wonger. Attaboy. Nice one.
Hey, Asa, I want to just say you're doing like those features you've done out in Vancouver, just top notch. Like, really well done. The whole thing. Thanks, buddy. Like, not just pros, but, and I'm not just saying that because you did one on me.
Yes, you are.
But it certainly didn't hurt.
No. Appreciate it.
I like the ones for the underprivileged and the handicap and the volunteers, and that's amazing to me.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. So it's been really nice to kind of get out in the community, tell some of these stories, and
exactly.
Everyone's been really all the support's been really good, and the reception's been really positive. So it's been nice to kind of tell these stories as well. So thank you, thanks, Craig.
Pleasure. Hey, so we'll be at the stadium, for the match day against Qatar, and we'll be training at all.
I'm in the studio for all of the Canada games. I know.
Like, oh man, I feel for you. I've been there,
but especially when
this is my first World Cup, right? It's my first World Cup because I'm always stuck in the studio, you know. So I get it. But will you be at training at all this coming week?
I'm gonna try to get out to training. So hopefully, I'll see you there. What else? Oh, we're gonna have Alan Arrington and Dale Mitchell. Right now in the studio for Global.
Oh, amazing. Oh, that's great.
Any minute now.
Oh, no way.
This is the best show ever.
Well done. We better let you go then.
I should get going.
Yeah. Say hi to those guys.
Will do.
Thanks, Asa.
Thanks, Asa. Always,
mate. We'll get you on real soon. And I'll see you in Vancouver. I look forward to it. Maybe we'll find time for a beer.
Let's do it.
No, pal.
See you guys.
Thanks.
See ya.
That is the one, the only Asa Ramon.
Yeah, and he was, just so everybody knows, when he was coming from Vancouver on his cell phones at his daughter's practice. So we were getting some of his background noise, just so if everyone knows.
Yes, what was, he was
some seagulls,
some whistles, some cheering, all the above.
Yeah.
Hey, Sharms, we didn't go fully around the table, though. Who do you think will score Canada's first goal?
I'm going with Kyle Aaron. Got a feeling. And I'm going to put money on him, too. I might put a fiver.
Oh.
No, I might put a fiver on Kyle.
Oh, I might, yeah. That could ruin your
I know. Well, that does it. We're right screwed now, aren't we? No. Like I said, he got a couple of chances against Ireland, and he seems to be warming up. We know how good he was at Southampton. And I just don't think you can really gauge much from any warm-up matches for World Cups. You can't say if this person's in form or not in form. Should I be concerned about John David? Because of his performances against Uzbekistan and Ireland? No, I don't care. I don't care.
Mm. Sharms, can you let us in? You were grousing a little bit before the podcast started about last night's press conference. And I know we talked about it a little, but some of the questions, a little long, a little...
Yeah, that's just the generic...
Are you losing patience? Is that what I'm...
I am.
Yeah.
It's a great thing we got a World Cup in Canada. It is. And these players are going to enjoy these moments. They'll never forget. They're great stories, right? But we've been doing this for years now, and certainly the last few months, right? Asking, so what does it mean to you to know that you're playing in a home World Cup, given where you've come from in your career? No one cares anymore. Of course it's coming from somewhere special. Of course it's great for the family. We know this. What do you want these poor players to say? Right? And you hear them over and over and over, these same questions over again.
People like so emotion. They like emotion, and if they can get something out of them, and it's a good soundbite.
Anything out of them. Because the players
we just
like
broke up emotion from Sharms. He's so frustrated.
Yeah, they should ask Sharms.
You can see the players' faces when they're asked these questions. Like, the blood just drains. Like, oh my God, again? Really? I've only asked this answer this same question 17 times the last 48 hours.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Just be a bit creative with your questions. You know, it's not difficult.
Yeah, and when they lose and they're dragged out onto the dais to answer, it's like, how do you put it back together? Well, you know, the same. I mean, it's
how does your family feel now?
We've got to switch it up a little bit from hockey, post hockey game interviews. Let's not ask. Like, let's have. What are you doing tonight? Now, are you going to go eat ice cream? Yeah. Like, what's on tap? Like, ask something that people. Are you going to watch a movie tonight? What, like, what's the plan for you?
What's your fail plan?
Yeah,
what's your fail plan?
You failed.
How do you do that?
Yeah,
alcohol, drugs, jeez. Random sex. What is it?
Random sex.
4302.
Yes.
What's that? I think that's okay.
What's okay?
I didn't hear that one.
to say sex.
The algorithm words are just drugs.
I feel like though Sharms' energy is the player's energy is Jesse Marsh a little bit, even though last night he was in rare form for the press conference, even though he's been a little bit on edge. But I think everybody's going a little bit stir crazy with all of the narratives and all of the anticipation, and everybody's like, hurry up and start this thing. So it you know, it kicked off yesterday, so a little bit of that is gone, but every team has to get to their starting point, and everybody that's following them is feeling those feelings of, my God, like, let's go. Let's really start to talk about the football, because we've ripped, like, we've torn the ass out of all of the stories that we could have possibly covered up to this point.
Well, you've been there, though,
355.
It's all part of the process. You're going to get these questions, and it's the pressure and the repetitions of these questions is all part of dealing with tournament football, especially in Canada. You're going to get those questions. So, you know, roll with it.
Yep.
But I mean, honestly, like, this is the hardest show we've done so far. I've got nothing else to say about this team, really, because we've discussed everything. We need some actual games now to talk about.
Well, that's what we're talking about, you and your mental health. And your state. I know, because it's just so everyone knows, we have, and we've shared this before, but if you're listening to us on SiriusXM, we have our WhatsApp group that we refer to as the dark web. And James Sharman has already said, I'm sick of the World Cup already.
It's been a hectic few weeks, you know?
It has.
Asking these stupid questions, getting these stupid answers.
But
so it's so rare to say, oh, that was a great answer. It's so rare.
Dubs, you were at like a Bryan Adams concert last night. What was what was going on? Tell us the stories that are going on outside the stadium.
Well, it was at Canada House, so it was a BMO event, and then BMO is showing up big for Canada Soccer, the women's side as well. So they're big backers for the growth of the game in this country. But they brought Bryan Adams to Canada House. So that was pretty cool. And I got to see my friends. Our friend of the show, Arash Madani, was hosting a panel with D. Rowe, who is the best soccer player to have ever lived at this point with the revisionist history. But he's a tremendous guy and a tremendous soccer player, but dwarfed by the presence of the one, the only Diana Matheson and her gigantic belly. So I got to see Sigs. I got to see Anastasia and Dee and...
Yeah,
obviously Jimmy was there, and his brother Michael with half of his face missing.
Oh no, it's Michael there, was he? Oh, yeah. How's the face look?
It looks not bad, and he's definitely the funnier of the Brennans. It has to be said. But yeah, it's great.
Not
I mean, this is part of creating the buzz, right? And you were talking, Sharms, about this is your first World Cup where you're not in studio, so you get to be a part of it. You're like, you're peripheral to it, but you're following the team. And I won't get to have that access to the team, and I'll be in studio and doing a variety of things. So I feel like I'm kind of involved, but I'm kind of on the outside looking in, you know, like my face up against the glass and hot breath creating the condensation. I've got to move it to really see in properly. So I'm a little bit jealous of you, but yeah, the event was really cool. And also a chance and a nod. We were talking about the plaques at the beginning of the show, and it's players playing in the late 90s and the 2000s and forest before that. And a little bit of the have-nots when you think about this program and where they are now. And we've come so far, but it's nice that as alumni, we are also acknowledged and welcomed in there and to be a part of this movement now, which is what it is. And hopefully that wave keeps going long after this World Cup.
Craig, you were doing some stuff. What were you doing? Yeah, your microphone just went off.
Sorry, there is a rate. Was that at the water front there at
net on? Oh yeah, I meant to say. I said to Mikey, Jimmy's brother. I was like, hey, see that bouncy castle on the water down there? That's where Forrest was sweating buckets.
I haven't sweated like that for.
Yeah.
What's that
story? Everybody, what you were doing?
Faisal has video of Craig playing in goal and taking some. Facing some shots, some penalties.
Yeah, I went to penalties. It was a good little match, I tell you. But I tell you, it was hot.
Let's roll the footage. We don't have any footage.
Oh, damn it. Actually, we do on the dark web.
Imagine what it would be like if we did.
We do. It's on the dark web.
It is there, yeah.
Okay, what were you doing though?
Excellent though, and that whole setup there, you can play foosball, and there's a whole bunch of interactive stuff for kids to play. It was really, really good, and it's free, and people can go book a time and get out there and play. I think it's called Sports Check Waterfront FC.
Oh, cool.
CA, and free. I think you can book time. I don't know. I mean, I think time's going to go fast because it's going to be very popular.
How hot was it in the bubble boy?
Well, it's not balls go in the water and there's a guy in a sea dude that drives around.
Oh, come on. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a cool job, actually. That'd be a fun job.
Yeah.
How could you be sick of the World Cup, James Sharman?
I know. I'm just kidding.
There's a guy with a sea dude. There's a guy with a sea dude
I'm looking forward to getting to Vancouver and walking around town and seeing this kind of stuff. Right, I haven't had a chance to see too much in Toronto, but I am looking forward to it because it is the buzz is outside the stadium. Right, the stadium is kind of the epicenter, obviously, but everything else around it.
People walking around in shirts. I mean, I bumped into a couple Bosnian fans and I asked them if they were Canadians and Bosnians, and then they said no, we flew over, and I was like, awesome. Tell us your story, and they're So they're excellent, and I got a little.
If they were Canadians, Craig, and they said that they're wearing the Bosnian shirts, what would your response have been?
I got no problem with that.
You're fine with it?
Yeah.
All right.
If you look at the history of that country, just have a little look at the history and you see why this is bigger than a football match.
Oh, they know who they are. They got a real strong identity, that's for sure.
Oh, man, they're amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
That's why I think you have to kind of root for them, right? Not tomorrow, today.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you have to, but you do. That's the kind of team you have to root for. Yeah, you know, I'd like to see Bosnia and Canada get out of this group. Be amazing.
Mm-hmm. 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 And there's a lot of Mexicans around, too, because obviously they're playing. So there are a lot of Mexican jerseys, and yeah. Oh, more the merrier, man. It's a big party and everybody's welcome.
It is a big party.
Nice.
What happens after the World Cup, Dubs? Do things actually change, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know if they do. I think that what we really need, at the Northern Super League final in November, the Adam Vancouver Den, who is Minister of Sport, he was meant to be a guest this week, we'll have him back on again. There was an announcement about an injection and support from the government for infrastructure, specifically earmarked for that in this country. And that's what we need more of. And this legacy funding with this World Cup kind of spread across three host nations, we don't really reap the benefits of that. We don't really see the payout, as it were. When you host a World Cup, there's usually something to show.
Did your tooth just fall out?
My AirPod flew out. I'm too animated when I talk. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yeah. You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we won't really have that lasting legacy that's tangible in terms of, soccer specific stadiums. And we absolutely need to do that. It's the most registered sport. There's a surging grassroots participation for the sport, but there's a disconnect between the elite and the pro ranks in this country. We have our three MLS Canadian teams. We know one's in peril. Maybe all of them are in peril, I would say, save for Toronto with this shift to the different calendar. And we have our domestic men's pro league and the Canadian Premier League, and we have the NSL, but there's so much more work to do. So it needs to be a tipping point for the positive. But I wanted to loop back to what we were talking about with everybody on edge, hurry up and wait. We can't wait for this thing to kick off, and it'll happen today for Canada. But there are guys, and I remember being on the eve in 99 of my first World Cup participation. And it just seemed I couldn't go to sleep. There was just so much there. So there are a lot of guys on this team who are going to be very important, significant role players for Canada, impact players for whom it'll be their first World Cup. And that can't be discounted. We talk about the pressure that these players are going to feel if it being a home World Cup. And they're going to have to manage that in a certain way. And in a way, it's harder. Yes, you have that home field advantage. What will it look like for Canada? We'll see all that to happen, or all that is to come. But for these guys, I really do feel for them, because some of them will manage it incredibly well. And some of them will have a difficult time with it. And I just wish them well. I just want to give them a hug and be just play your game. You're going to be fine. Don't try to do something different. Don't try to be kind of play out of who you are. Just play the way that you normally do, and you're going to be just fine.
I would be having also a chat to even guys like Richie Larea plays in Toronto a lot. You know, it's just a home field for him. And he's going to feel to himself that I have a pretty good feeling about the atmosphere and what it's going to be like. But I can tell you, just from being down there, it's not. It's not. And even the sound system is like twice as loud. And it's your chest is like just pounding. And it's powerful. And I think that's going to catch guys. I'll be like, yeah, don't be surprised by this. Because it's coming. It's really, really something. Yeah.
You know what's interesting? I know that when you're practicing NFL teams, they pump in crowd noise. They pump in, you've seen that, right, Dubs? Like NCAA yeah. and so all the American football. I know it doesn't happen in Canadian, but they do it down south. And I'm wondering if that has been something, you know, the outside diversions that Canada has thought about, the coaching staff, the marketing team, just in, hey guys, this is what you guys should expect, right? Like, hey, Paulo Senra, who's Canada's soccer marketing, VP of marketing. Mm. Hey, this is what's going around all of FIFA Toronto. We'll be doing this, this, and this. Mm. You're going to be surrounded. Like, what hotel are they at? Do we know that? Are they at like X or something?
I wouldn't say if we knew.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I don't know where they are, but I'm just like, are people around there all the time? Are they, you know, like these are those things that don't happen unless you're a Messi, right? That MLS teams aren't like people. If you bump in the amount of teams, I mean, we've been downstairs after seeing, you know, a Canada game. And because Craig and Jimmy are alumni and Dubs, we go down there and we bump into all of the players. The Osos, the Richies, and they all say hi, and it's super nice. They're very friendly. But this is going to be exponentially large and crazy for them, from the noises to the fandom to the outreach, people wanting to touch you. All of those things are going to be at play. So I see like a real, I hope they're prepared for that. Because that seems like it's a real, will be something that, a variable that they need to be prepared for.
Can I just say that all of those people, you didn't enumerate all of them, but if the group, the support staff, everybody that is part of that Canada soccer staff, mm-hmm. if they're doing their job properly, the players don't know anything of what you just spoke about. We complain about accessibility, and the reason we do is because their job is to cocoon the players, to make sure that... Again. Cocoon.
Thank you.
So that they're unaware, like that you keep that bubble safe and it's impenetrable to the outside. And that's frustrating when you're media.
I think it's a little harder now because these guys are on social media. They'll be looking around social media, you know, I would say 80% at least. I can't imagine them not being like looking at that. Mm-hmm. So they know all the noise about what Kone and all that kind of crap and Bombito, he's out, he's in, he's out, like, and there's and these guys get close to players and they think they're friends. They're not.
I wonder, Craig, do you honestly think though, if half these guys went for a walk around Toronto, not in their Canada gear, if they'd be recognized? Some would.
Downtown up Yonge Street? No. No. I would think that they could walk up there and I'd be very surprised if they're recognized.
Yeah.
Oh, can I regale a small quick tale? I was getting my nails done yesterday, and this goes with you, the curmudgeon complaining about things, right? And I was telling the woman, just chit-chatting, doing my nails, like, what do you do and what are you here for? Oh, I'm covering the World Cup. Oh, that's great. Leans back to the woman working three chairs over, has to raise her voice. Hey, Shelly, she's here for the FIFA.
I hope you walked out without paying.
Oh no, I gave her a very nice tip.
It's like, yeah, don't use the bloody words, the FIFA. Was that a tip?
I loved it.
God. Yeah, well, we'll be hearing more of that in the next little while, I think. There's going to be a lot of experts.
Yeah, bring them on. Everybody jump on.
Bring them on. Everyone's well. No, they are. Of course, they are.
Yes.
It's really exciting. We are like so close to kickoff here. It's going to be a great day. No matter what, it's going to be a great, great day. We're going to be with you throughout the World Cup. We're back on Saturday morning for a recap of what's about to transpire for Canada. Follow us on all your social platforms.
And that's on the podcast, not on SiriusXM.
That's correct. Yes. Yes. Yeah. That is correct. Follow us, as mentioned, on all the platforms. We have a Patreon. Check it out, please. And we'll be back before you can say it, maybe to celebrate a famous Canada win. Imagine that. 3 points to start the World Cup. That would be all right. Till then, cheers very much for listening. Bye-bye.
Footy Prime is brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/footyprime and subscribe. Leave us some comments. We'd love to hear those. And check us out on Instagram at @footyprimeig and on Twitter at @footy_prime. And check out wearefootyprime.com to sign up for our newsletter.
Sharon said, I think it's 4 times, maybe 5.
More than that, I think, 5 to 6.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid. Also,